Welcome to the Measure Success Podcast, where we feature top leaders on how they measure success in their business and life. Now, let's learn from their experiences.
This is Carl J. Cox, and I'm the host of the Measure Success Podcast, where I talk with top leaders about effective strategies that inspire success. This episode is brought to you by Opportunity International. Opportunity International is a global nonprofit working to end extreme poverty by empowering people with an opportunity. They provide small loans and training so individuals can grow their businesses, send their kids to school, and work their way out of poverty once and for all. So go to opportunity.org to create an opportunity for someone to change their life forever. Before we move on to talk about our guests, I do have a special shout out to John Foster, who partnered with me to run our first marathon together. Actually, that was challenged right on this Measure Success Podcast. We did the San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon, got it done. We ran together for 22 miles, which was pretty crazy. And then the 300-foot climb of mile 22, he kept going hard and I got beat up. I hit the wall there, but we both finished just a couple minutes apart. And thank you, John, for our courage and friendship to run this together. And that leads us to our guest here today, Tanya Pluckrose. Her background lies in the customer service industry. She spent over 21 years working for a Fortune 2000 company, leading teams to deliver an exceptional client experience to more than 1.3 million diverse VIP customers while safely managing the state-of-the-art A380 aircraft. She clipped her wings and immigrated to the U.S., Los Angeles in 2015 because of love. And she then spent the next 4 years as a sought after leader and consultant helping medium to large size companies with the art of selling to women, supporting them in attracting and retaining a high value clientele. Tanya then experienced a bit of burnout in all areas of her life, which she'll talk about a little more later, and from working endless hours to growing her business. And as a result, she fell in love with Bob Proctor's teachings. Bob showed her that success is actually about 95% mindset and only about 5% strategy. So I look forward to hearing that. Tanya, welcome to the Measure Success Podcast.
Oh, thank you, Carl. And may I just start off by saying a massive congratulations for you to run a marathon for how many miles? That is fabulous. My God, you have the mindset of a champion. You can be, do, and have anything, because really a marathon really is what you're doing when you are being an entrepreneur, you know, stepping into your calling, right? It's the greatest spiritual journey you will ever, ever, ever do. And it feels like a marathon, not just once a year or twice a year, maybe four times a year doing it. I don't know about you, but it feels like that sometimes every single day, but we keep going.
Yeah. It's as I say, it's a marathon versus a sprint, right? You know, a lot of times we're doing things and yeah, it was a great, thank you so much, Tanya. It was an extraordinary experience, a lot of pain, trials and suffering along the way, but great example of, you know, if you set crazy goals, I'd never ran more than 8 miles before this year. And to get to the marathon was just setting really high goals. And, you know, setting a strategy and then getting it done, you got to actually do the hard work, right, to actually get there. Mm-hmm. And so it was, anyways, thank you so much. It was an awesome experience. I do have a little chip in my shoulder. I'm getting ready to, John and I, matter of fact, are going to run another one. And because we want to do better on our next one. But anyway, thank you so much. So Tanya, tell the audience more about your business today and what you're doing.
Oh, well, we've got a Serafina in the house. She's appeared out of nowhere, the Siamese. So if you hear her, she is, you know, being part of the journey. So back to the question, Carl, she popped out of nowhere. There's plenty of food, ladies and gentlemen. So you no need to report me to the RSPCA. I promise you there's plenty of food here for her. So back to the question, Carl, would you mind repeating it? Because she popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, if you can't, what's going on? Her cat is strolling back and forth between. This is our first Siamese cat experience that we have, which is fantastic. That's what I love about live recordings. From an audience perspective, once again, tell us more about your business and what you're doing today.
Okay. So what I'm doing today is really helping entrepreneurs more than anyone to help them create the right mindset so that they can take that quantum leap, right? To not only grow their business, but grow their income, their impact. Oh, and out of all of this, they get to take more time off. Oh, and enjoy, of course, luxury living. Because I have discovered that most entrepreneurs are just working endless hours and they are buying strategy after strategy after strategy, and they feel burnt out and frustrated because there never seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel. But the one thing they haven't done is make sure they have the right mindset. And you might say, yes, I do. I meditate. I do this. I do that. But Kyle, come on, look what you've just achieved. That wasn't just with action alone. You had to, of course, create the right mindset, which was with a goal. You had to create a new self-image about yourself. You had to close the knowing-doing gap. You had to have the right attitude. And it's all these components that make up the mindset for you to be a success at not just running a business, but at anything in life. And that is what I love to help people do, is achieve their goals. And how do you do that? With your right mindset.
So I'm curious, you run into your average client, let's just say, mm-hmm. Tanya. So somebody, I'm sure in many cases, who have already had some measure of success with their life and doing something.
Yeah.
So, but something is preventing them to get to the next level.
Yeah.
So how do you help discern what those specific self-limiting gaps that they have? Mm-hmm. And so they can then go, okay, I'm quote unquote, for lack of a term, better than that gap, and I can get to the next level. So what type of things do you help discern to help people understand that often it's self-sabotaging that's preventing them to getting to the next level?
It's often the income. I often ask people, has your income increased over the last 5 years? And it's the income that often gives me an indication that they have a paradigm, and a paradigm is just a mental program within our subconscious mind that is holding us hostage from moving forward. And I don't know if you believe this or not, it doesn't matter. It's the truth that we've been programmed to actually only earn a certain benchmark. And the reason why we continually earn the same money over and over again is because we haven't given our subconscious mind, I call, a mental salary or a mental income, a new income bracket. And of course, once you start to give yourself a new income bracket and start to drop that into your subconscious mind with repetition, belief, and study, then guess what? You start to go beyond the income that you've been earning year in, year out, year in, year out. And we know salespeople, you know, if you look over the course of a year, some months they on average, they earn 150,000. So one month they may earn 50, the next they earn 10, then they earn maybe 20. And it's this vacillation that happens, but at the end, they always are coming out earning roughly the same amount. And I'm all about, oh, give yourself an income raise of at least 500,000 and put that new income idea, it's just an idea, put it inside your subconscious mind and watch the magic happen.
I think this is so important. We talked about it. It's interesting. I can look back in my career when I've read several books where it talked about the self-limiting on literally how much am I worth? And we work to that part. And often I hate to use classes because I don't think it's the right thing to do, but let's just for simplicity call lower middle class and upper class. And what happens often is we, like what you're saying here, is we believe we're something and then we'll work towards that. Not believing we could go down, not believing we could go up, like we're locked in this particular area. And then with that, of course, comes a common set of beliefs over what we should and shouldn't be doing, you know, to be more successful and asking towards. And so let's go towards there a little bit. You have, once again, somebody who's like, they've made the same amount of income. Michael Michalowicz is going to be a future guest coming up here in January, had a book called Profit First. And the reason why he did that is there's so many entrepreneurs that are not pulling hardly any salary off of their business, right? it turns out to be almost more of a hobby, right, than it is a real business, even though they're paying other people and they're not paying themselves.
Right.
So how do you get an entrepreneur who's working their tail off, they're working 80 hours a week, they might even have a few employees, maybe they have 10, 15 employees, but they're still paying themselves, mm-hmm. you know, slightly above minimum wage, you know, especially if you put in the actual amount of hours that mm-hmm. they work. How do you get them to go, it's okay, mm-hmm. you know, to actually make what you earn and worth and to change their mindset?
Sure. So, well, first of all, you've got to come up with a goal, the income goal, but then you have to go and change the self-image, the concept of yourself, of who you are, what you are worth, and what you are capable of. Because your self-image right now, it's a program as well that's been put inside your subconscious mind genetically and environmentally. And it usually starts when you're born and your subconscious mind is wide open. But by the age of 6, you have basically been told who you are, what you are worth, and what you are capable of. You know, through TV, through teachers, through your parents and your friends. And so you can't outperform that self-image. And the only way to change it is to create a new self-image. So I often work with my clients and say, so if you want to be earning $50,000 per month, every month, we're going to have to create a new image about you. And so it's all about looking at what would you be doing? How would you be behaving? What would you be saying? I get my clients to actually start to write down in key areas, these areas, how would you be dressing? How would you be carrying yourself? And then we start to put that inside the subconscious mind. Oh, but then you've got to act every day towards that new version of yourself. And of course, this is how it's like you actually, you create a movie where you are the star, no more the extra. You are the star of this beautiful new movie called your life. And so then, of course, as you do this, you are actually integrating this new behavior with new beliefs, which is called praxis. And over time, suddenly you wake up one day and you are this new version of yourself, including a juicy bank account.
Absolutely. I love that. I love you once again getting people to get confident. Because when you initially said 50,000, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, oh, 50,000 annually, right? Ah. And you're like, no. We need to get to that point where you're thinking that monthly, right? And then for others, you can even go, you know, faster than that. Yeah. But it requires, right, a change of mindset. So what's interesting is what you're not talking about is necessarily working more, right? But you were talking about working on the right thing. That's going to create the greatest value, you know? So it's interesting, you know, we're generally working with larger size companies, not just an individual entrepreneur. And often they'll find if they focus on their top 20% of the companies, which provides 80% of the revenue, the fastest way to grow is to find more of those 20%ers, right? You know, so think about that same thing from the personal entrepreneur perspective. What are some things like that that they might be doing, for lack of a better term, working smarter, but actually doing the things that's going to create greater outcomes? Sure.
Well, I think we right now need to change the worldwide paradigm, and the paradigm is a mental program that has exclusive control over our habitual behavior. We have to change this worldwide paradigm about hard work and effort. I've discovered that if we could be more and spend more time in the boardroom of our mind and create the belief about this new version of ourselves, about this new life we want to be living, if we can use one of the most powerful tools, which is our imagination, for goodness sake, we're the only species that has been gifted with these creative faculties. If we could spend more time being and start to create the feeling that it is done, live from the end that it's done, right? The feeling will create the how. And often the how is the quantum leap to where you want to get to. But most of us right now are so busy with the how, and that's the doing. You know, the to-do list. I've got to tick this off. And then you think, I've got the feeling. I'm on my way to achieving. And I'm like, no, that's the old way of doing things. Why don't you spend more time allowing the feeling to produce the how, then act on all the opportunities, the people, the plots, everything that pops up? That's aligned action. That's when you take action, not the other way around, where you are creating your to-do list from your conscious mind rather than allowing infinite intelligence, right, that's inside of us to do some of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So Tanya, from your client perspective, how do you help measure success with them?
Well, income. Come on. Income is always the biggest indicator. You see, our current results are a reflection of our past and present thinking. But if you want to create different results, you're going to have to think differently. I say, guess what? You need to go all on a mental diet. Oh, bugger the physical diet. You know all about, you know, diets and getting into shape. But I'm talking about a mental diet. How many people out there are saying, go on this mental diet where you are really committed, no matter what, to only thinking from the end that your goal is already achieved? This is tremendous late laborious work in the beginning. As Wallace Wattle says in his book, The Science of Getting Rich, he says, you know, to think according to appearances, that's easy. Appearances is the 3D world, is what you see through your and think and feel through your five senses. But to think truth, no matter what, that your goal is achieved, what you've imagined, that's the hardest work in the world. But stay the course. And before you know it, that will be your new reality.
Love it. I love it. So Tanya, you have an interesting story yourself. So we're going to start into the personal side here. And once again, I just want to make sure, Craig, you're from Australia, correct?
I'm originally from South Africa. I have lived most of my life in Australia. And now I'm in the US, and I just feel so lucky that I've had the opportunity to live in so many countries. So, yeah, I'd say I'm an Aussie. Come on. I'll say I'm an Aussie through and through.
And we had a bit of that common bond. I've been to Sydney many times in Australia, and I love, once again, some of the words you use. I always love for our English, you know, our US English audience that you have. But you have an interesting story that brought you to the States. Mm-hmm. And you had your previous business that you had set up. So tell the audience a little bit about what happened, what brought you here, and how you hit rock bottom. I mean, you truly hit rock bottom. Yeah. This is actually the big reason why I brought you on board, Tanya. Yeah. Your story was very compelling in how you've turned that around to get to, and truly a mindset change to make it where you're at today. Tell the audience about what happened in your life not too long ago.
Okay, so most of my life have been spent working for Qantas Airlines as a flight attendant. And I had spent 21 years there, and I climbed the ladder of success. I ended up being the lead flight attendant on their A380. And their A380, well, any airline's A380 is the big mothership. I mean, it holds over 500 passengers. So I was the lead flight attendant leading a crew of up to 20, 21 every week to deliver this exceptional client experience to all these people. And I had, you know, was very successful. I owned my own home in Sydney. I had no outstanding, I call them financial opportunities. None of you should use the word debt, no more. That you do not want to tell your subconscious mind that. Financial opportunities, tithings, I call them. Anyway, so I fell in love with this beautiful man, an American, who who was a customs officer. And I fell in love, of course, because I was constantly coming in and out of LA. And I fell in love with this beautiful soul. And I decided, I'm clipping my wings, I'm going to move to America. And I moved here and I was so excited because I thought I'm going to finally be part of the American dream. I love America. I love Americans. They really are all about going for it, right? I love their constitution, right? And so I was like, that's me. I've got my name on it. And I moved here and I decided I am going to take my wisdom of experience and I'm going to create my own business and help companies deliver an exceptional client experience. Because I noticed when I moved here, there was a gap. And that when the client experience I was having was all about enjoy and have a nice day. And most were saying that at midnight when I was buying groceries. And I'm like, darling, it's midnight. Do you want to just say have a great evening instead? So I saw there was a gap. So I thought, oh, bugger this. I am going to create this beautiful client experience for companies. And I first started with the Boys Club. I don't know if you know them, but they're in the car industry. And I thought, ah, I'm going to change the way they sell to women. So I wrote a book, The Art of Selling to a Woman. And my plight was to change the way the Boys Club was selling cars to women. Oh, and they were like, hey, little lady, as we say in Australia, hey, Sheila, go home. We're good. We don't need your help. Just go home. And so I was kind of like perplexed because my business was not taking off externally, but behind closed doors, everything else was starting to fall apart. And I ended up like 4 years later, leaving my husband because of really sad circumstances. And I ended up in this woman's home on the other side of LA with Serafina and Sydney and the kitty litter in a room going, how the hell did I end up here? I had done everything I thought to do everything about growing my business, buying all the coaches, the strategies, writing the book, Toastmasters, masterminding. And it was only when I was so broken and beat up and really so depressed that out of the blue, I didn't have a TV in this room, I saw my mentor pop out. Oh, I love this man. And he said, I'm conducting the paradigm shift in LA. Who wants to come along? And I was like, sign me up, giddy up. Because you know what he said? If you're not happy with your current results, it's because of your past and present thinking. And if you want to have an extraordinary future, you're going to have to change the way you think about everything. And I was like, sign me up, giddy up. And I, of course, signed up for everything. And I fell so in love with his teachings that I decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dedicate my life to helping other people in a similar situation as me who is not getting the results they want. And of course, the results they continually get, they constantly look at the results. And of course, they perpetuate the cycle all the time instead of learning how to create order in the mind. And when you create order, then guess what? The magic starts to happen. And so that's how it all came about. And now I just work with extraordinary people. They are not all coaches. I've got one lady who's an act who wanted to get into Hollywood, and she was a private flight attendant. And she so wanted to be an actress. And so we made sure we reprogrammed her mind and let go of the image of a flight attendant. And that was the problem why my business never took off. I'd never changed my self-image from that of being a flight attendant to that being of a business owner. And of course, it's two very different energies you're leading with, two different very concepts of yourself. And so I had to go from yes, sir, no, sir, to, of course, being this astute businesswoman who's earning $50,000 per month every month. Two different, very different images. And that's what happened. So that's the story. And I just hope it helps someone out there to know they're not going mad. There's nothing wrong with beautiful you. All you need to do is, of course, you know, realize that you have a right to be rich, happy, and successful. It's your birthright. And you don't get rich by doing certain things. You get rich by doing things in a certain way. And it begins in the boardroom of your mind.
I love that. And so, you know, thank you for sharing that. And I mean, you really, once again, you hit rock bottom. I mean, you hit to a point where you thought everything, you know, you had this very successful career. You changed it, came to US. Next thing you know, you're literally, I think you're at a shelter effectively, right? You were in a situation of, And I mean, who you probably would have never dreamed, right, of being there. And now you've, you know, just a relatively short time later, been able to completely restart, just over a year.
I have managed to get this all right. And I'm just astounded how you can take a quantum leap so quickly in every asset of your life, including stop dieting all the time. You don't need to lose weight, right? Just give some new suggestions to your subconscious mind and create a thin image and watch the magic happen.
I love that. I mean, seriously, what an incredible testimony that you have and how quickly you've been able to develop it, you know, and you are living proof of it working. And that's what I just love about your story and how you've done that. And then got, you know, you're a living testimony once again, that this can work, you know, getting the right mindset, focusing on the right things, changing your habits, ultimately. So today for yourself, of course, I asked the question, so how do you measure your own personal life success today?
Well, I've discovered there's a number of things. First of all, it is your income. It's how you now think and feel about yourself. I have this new awareness of my greatness and my potentiality. I'm now unlocking my talents. Some of them I never even realized I had, because I had to get rid of the mental junk that was programmed inside of me. And of course, I am now realizing I'm doing God's work, because we live on three different planes: spiritual, intellectual, and physical. And I've realized that when you step into your calling, right, when you step into your calling, everything starts to flow. But I had to create really a different relationship with the power greater than myself and realize. And how do you do that? Well, only when you do the study and reading certain books, and with repetition, you start to then create a new idea about you. And it's that new idea that has supported me to have a greater conscious contact with a power greater than myself.
That's awesome, Tanya. So speaking of books that you'd recommend, what is a book or two that you recommend for our audience?
There's so many. Right now, I love psycho-cybernetics, because that's really good for changing your self-image. It's quite a logical approach. But the study, when I'm talking about study, is understanding the workings within your conscious and subconscious mind. Right now, I love The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard. Now, Neville Goddard says imagination is God, the God within you. And so he supports us to understand that when you can create, when you create what you really want to be, do, and have, and live from the end that it's done, not live to it, but live from it on a daily basis, you create a new assumption in your mind, and eventually that assumption becomes your reality on the outside. And so everybody and everything right now is you pushed out. It's the assumptions you have that have come from the paradigm that are part of what you see, hear, and feel right now. But you can change those assumptions very quickly when, like I said, you spend more time in your imagination, the belief will come through the feeling that it's done. And then before you know it, it all starts to show up. You see, we're living in a very different economy right now, Carl, and life, we can manifest anything very quickly. Very, very quickly now. We don't have to do the hard work and effort anymore. We can let go of that old paradigm. In fact, that's a belief you can let go of and create new beliefs right now about who you are, what you are worth, and what you are capable of. And if you do that long enough with repetition, your imagination, and studying certain books that create more conscious awareness, you're going to be really mining a gold mine, no, a diamond mine. Let's up it a bit.
Thank you. I love it. So where can people learn more about you, Tanya?
I'm on LinkedIn. I love being on LinkedIn. That's how we met. I do have a website, Tanya at TanyaPluckrose.com. But I love being on LinkedIn because every single day, well, at least 5 to 6 days a week, I love making posts that inspire, uplift people, and help them really, like I say, realize the truth of who they really are. And I love helping give ideas about how to reprogram your subconscious mind for success. So you'll find me on LinkedIn. Drop me, as I said, if you fancy a cuppa, come on, drop me a line and we can get together and I can support you just with some ideas about your new delicious self-image. And I'll make you stretch about an income goal that will scare you, but excite you at the same time.
Awesome. I love it, Tanya. I love your optimism and I love your story. Tanya, thank you so much for being on the Measure Success podcast.
Thank you for having me. What an honor and privilege. Thank you for allowing me to spread the good word about what's possible for anyone. And they literally can be, do, and have anything. It's never too late. Thank you.
Amen to that. So, and everyone else, to all our guests, I hope this is an inspiring message from Tanya. And we're all wishing you the very best at measuring your success. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Measure Success podcast. We'll see you again next time to learn from the best. Remember to subscribe now to get future episodes.